The Dirt Warriors of the Iowa National Guard's 734th Agribusiness Development Team arrived in Afghanistan's Kunar province in late July and began conducting missions in mid-August. The goal? Help Afghanistan's government provide agricultural services to its citizens. Over their first 5 months in country, the ADT completed 80 missions and learned a lot. It turns out there's already plenty of ag expertise in Afghanistan, as Air Force Staff Sergeant Bennett Groth, a farmer from Mobile, Iowa, found out when he led a foot patrol to an immaculate, professionally run government demonstration farm in September.
We're going to have to kind of switch our focus and figure out a way to motivate them to teach each other how to farm.
Mohammed Ismail, the manager of the Salar Bagh demonstration farm, didn't want the ADT's advice. He wanted the team to construct a new building and dig a well at the farm.
No, the water system,
It's clear without enough water, this demonstration farm gets hurt.
In a province of Afghanistan that gets 12 inches of rain a year and depends on mountain runoff, irrigation is a recurrent theme the ADT heard as it met with farmers and government ag officials. And the ADT has spent much time gathering information, like when the team walked through the Asadabad Bazaar in October to get a feel for how food is marketed in the provincial capital.
So we're just kind of getting an idea of how the market works and the quality of not only the chickens, but the inputs and the feed.
U.S. Army Captain Pat Berge, the ADT's finance officer, stopped at a poultry stand where the chickens are butchered on the spot. Mohammed Amin, the owner of the poultry stand, wants to sell locally grown chickens, but those are too expensive.
It's not good. The chickens here all comes from other places.
Places like Pakistan and Jalalabad, where electricity and running water enable greater economies of scale in poultry production. Electricity and running water are not common here, not even in Asadabad, the provincial capital of Kunar, which doesn't have a single cold storage facility for food or meat. Kunar's underdevelopment has not stopped the ADT from finding ways to help. And one key effort has been a series of veterinary outreach sustainment programs, programs to treat and vaccinate livestock in Kunar. The ADT supplies vaccines and funding. And Kunar provincial veterinarian Dr. Mohammed Ghalib organizes and runs the programs, like one in October in the Marawara district.
Today we have approximately 1,000 to 1,200 animal, different kind of animal vaccination in this vet camp.
With the ADT's backing, Ghalib has treated thousands of head of livestock. But the ADT has not confined itself solely to agriculture. In this province, women don't go outside without a burqa. But the ADT has an active female engagement team, as U.S. Army Major Mary Parmenter of Perry, Iowa, explains.
Education of women and children is what's going to change the future of Afghanistan. And since the women are the mothers of these children, they're going to have the greatest influence in their formative years.
Still, agriculture remains the ADT's primary focus, and the Dirt Warriors have built several demonstration farms, like the one in the Chowke district, where the ADT also brought a hand-cranked two-wheeled tractor. Mashukala, the Ag Extension Director for the Chowke District, was enthusiastic about the reintroduction of mechanized agriculture to his demo farm.
It's very good news and a very good way to show the farmers a new approach that will help us develop our agriculture.
At the same time, Mashukala also urged the ADT to work on the canal system in his district. The ADT has already installed a greenhouse and an irrigation pump at the demo farm, and the Chowke District Project Manager, U.S. Army First Lieutenant Scott Shirk, urges patience.
We have done a lot, but there's a lot more to come, and it takes a lot of time to get everything in motion.
In fact, the Dirt Warriors have done some work on irrigation, completing a cash for work program to clean an irrigation canal in the Sarkhani district. The program cost just over $3,000, which paid 27 Afghans between $100 and $200 for 2 weeks of work and restored irrigation to six villages and about 1,000 acres of land. Just as serious a concern as irrigation in Kunar, though, is rabies, which is endemic here.
A little bit longer to spay a dog.
That's U.S. Army Major Lauren Adams of New Liberty, Iowa, the veterinary officer for the ADT, who showed 35 Afghan veterinarians how to neuter a dog as part of a comprehensive rabies control program at a veterinary conference the ADT put on with Dr. Ghalib in Assadabad.
Controlling rabies is very important. Like a lot of things in Afghanistan are lacking, and we each, I think, have to do our part. And I hope that controlling of rabies is something that I can do for this country to help their program.
Dr. Badr Khan, a veterinarian who practices in the Narang district, praises Adams' rabies control efforts.
If we control the rabies, we save all people and the children and animals.
Helping the people, the children, and the animals of Kunar province. U.S. Army Specialist Martin Rustvold, a farmer from Audubon, Iowa, says the ADT's efforts are doing all those things.
I know it's making a difference. The farmers have told me themselves how much of a difference we've been making, and I believe everyone's benefiting from us being here.
And the dirt warriors of the Iowa ADT have at least half of their deployment to Afghanistan's Kunar province still to go. U.S. Air Force Captain Peter Shin, Camp Wright, Afghanistan.